This is the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon, the 25th day of April. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined now by Don Day. He's at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, yesterday we heard about rain, and more rain for a large part of the Corn Belt. Has anything changed today?
Well, not really. I mean, what we have from everything I'm seeing is textbook late April heading into early May. Active weather pattern from the Pacific Coast to the Rockies, through the Central Plains, and into the Corn Belt and Midwest. Frequent episodes where there should be some shower and thunderstorm activity. And in between these systems, you'll have gaps where the weather looks pretty good. But if you were to look up a very average late April heading into early May, what you should expect, at least on average, that's exactly what I'm seeing.
Yeah, so we'll have rain, and then we'll have a few days of break. But it doesn't seem like those rain events come very far apart. A couple of days rather than 3 to 5. That might not be so great for farmers trying to get back into the field, I would suspect.
No, I certainly do think we've got a pattern here over the next 14 days that is going to lead to some farmers getting delayed. It's one of those double-edged swords. Great to see the precipitation at the same time, want to get out there. Now, I do see as we get, let's say, approaching close to May 8th, May 10th, around that time frame and thereafter, I do see a warmer pattern. I do see a pattern that may not necessarily be dry, but drier. But for the next 10 to 14 days, it's going to be pretty busy out there. Precipitation chances are going to be high.
And after that, do you see a change in the pattern or the frequency?
I do. And usually around the 10th, 15th of May is a time of transition to when you do see a bit of a bigger push towards that early summer pattern. So that lines up with expected pattern changes. And so next 2 weeks, more often wet than dry, warmer, drier, around May 10th and after.
Let's come back again to the nearby forecast. Are there places that you're concerned will be deluged with more than an inch or two of rainfall at any one point?
Yeah, I see some significant rains in Missouri, even western and southwest portions of Illinois in the next week. Some of our modeling over the next 7 days has as much as 4 to 5 or more inches of rain. Also eastern Oklahoma, northern portions of Arkansas as well. Those look to be the wettest areas.
No, that sounds like a lot of rainfall. We'll check in again with you next week and see how the pattern continues to develop. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
And of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on the closing market report from Illinois Public Medium. A couple of notes for the afternoon. I know you're busy trying to get things wrapped up before the rain gets in. If you're going to work those long hours, try to make sure you get a good nap in the afternoon. I think during the closing market report is a good time to do that because you can always stream it later on demand if you'd like from willag.org. You can go to Stitcher. You can find it on NPR One. You can find it on iTunes and on the Google Play Store. Anywhere you'll find a podcast, you can find the closing market report and Commodity Week both. It's really simple and easy to do. And you've probably got a truck, a tractor, a car, or some other Bluetooth device that your phones, tablets will connect to directly. So don't worry about missing the program. Make sure you worry about yourself first. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.